South Africa's Constitutional Court has ruled that shelters in the Gauteng province, which house foreigners displaced by xenophobic violence, will be closed tomorrow. Gunter Simmermacher is the editor for the Catholic Weekly in South Africa, The Southern Cross. He says that the Catholic community is ready to assist the immigrants with reintegration.
Now, the trouble is that the government doesn't seem to have a plan at all. It expects people who were brutalized just 3 months ago to return to the places where they were assaulted and robbed and raped and killed without facilitating any kind of meaningful reintegration. The government really is washing its hand of the problem, saying that the refugees had 3 months to find their own way and that the government had talked to local communities, and they believe that is enough to prevent further bloodshed in those communities. The bishops of Southern Africa have also condemned the plan to close the camps, warning that the forced reintegration could trigger further violence and killings because the root causes of the violence have not been addressed. And the bishops' conference has called on parishes, especially in those communities, of course, to accept foreigners from the camps and in local communities as brothers and sisters, to welcome them into the parish community and create an atmosphere of care, concern, and protection to assure them that they belong in the Catholic family.